Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. I'm sitting here today with two friends of mine, Ian O'Connell here, David Littlefield. And yesterday I produced a video talking about my retirement and what led up to my retirement, which was trying to figure out when I should retire, and then if I did sell Learburg, who did I want to sell it to? What type of people I wanted to sell it to? By the time you watch this, you probably, if you follow Learburg on YouTube or on social media, have seen that. So I thought the best way to approach this is to ask David and Ian to come in and sit down, and we'll talk a little bit about what their qualifications are, because they bought Learburg a few weeks ago, and the reason that I decided to sell them Learburg over other people, I had a possibility of selling it to some private equity people, but they just leave a bad taste in my mouth because their only interest is in the bottom line. And from my standpoint, having built Learburg up over the last 42 years, I didn't want to sell it to people that were going to move it out of here. I didn't want to sell it to people that were going to change anything. I wanted to sell it to people that were going to make it better. And that's why I walked away from private equity. And these two guys have been friends of mine for a long, long time. And they expressed an interest in it. We talked about where they would like to take Learburg after I left. And I totally 100% agree with them. I mean, I have Kaya that works for me has been my office manager for 25 years. Ryan, my IT manager, has worked for Learburg for over 20 years. The girls in the other room, all of them have worked for us for 5 to 15 years. So it's just a real comfortable transition from me being here every day, trying to answer 100 different questions a day, and living in town and knowing that it's going to be moving on and be in good hands. They get along, they've had it now for 2 weeks, and they get along with everybody. They got great things planned for the coming year, really, really good things. I was too lazy to work as hard as these guys are working, but I'm 78 and they're still young. But Ian, why don't you tell us, both of them are retired law enforcement officers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, and then Dave will talk a little bit about his experience, because they're very interesting backgrounds, and one of the reasons they're going to be so good at running Learburg.
I started with I guess working dogs, if you will, when I was about 10 years old. I got my first hunting dog, and my dad took me to work with a trainer on that, and that kind of is what got me hooked. And I had two or three different hunting dogs from that point on. And I got into law enforcement when I was about 19. And that's when I got in full-time and spent a little over 20 years in full-time law enforcement. And it was that, you know, starting out in the hunting dog world that got me interested in the whole working dog industry. And I knew I wanted to be a canine handler. So I was fortunate enough to get into canine handling a little over 10 years ago. And I worked two police canines. I'm still working my second one. I still work part-time for a small department as a canine handler. I still work with different canine training groups in the area. And that's actually how I met David. So that's how I met you, Ed. I met Ed about 10 years ago. The senior handler that when I was getting my first dog, Jason Rupert, you know Jason, David, you know Jason as well, brought me over to Learburg. And I remember walking in here and thinking, man, how cool it must be to own a place like this. And I, a few years ago, actually just mentioned to Ed, if you ever decided to sell, jokingly, give me a call. So that's how we got here, and that's a little bit on my background.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I started out as a corrections officer for 5 years. I left that and was actually in graduate school. And about the time I started doing that, I also started in the sport world. I was back in a member of Schutzhund USA. I was a certified decoy. I got into that through one of the Learburg instructors, Kevin Sheldahl. He was the head instructor for New Mexico Hundesport. And eventually I kind of got burned out on grad school, and I went up to Kevin one day and I said, "Do you think the sheriff's department would hire me?" And he said, "Well, yeah." And I got into the department, spent 5 years as a patrol deputy, still working sport dogs through that whole time. And I also started doing police decoy work with Kevin as my mentor through all of that. Eventually got on with the canine unit with the sheriff's department and spent 16 years as a dual purpose handler. My dogs were all patrol dogs, and they were also certified in human remains detection. So I spent a lot of time doing that. I recently retired, I guess about 3 years ago. And I've actually known Ed since 1998. He came to New Mexico to record a seminar that our club was putting on. So I've known Ed since then. It's when I first met him. Ian called me one night and said, "Hey, Ed's gonna sell Learburg, you interested?" And I had a heart attack. And then said, when my wife picked me up off the floor, I said, "Yeah, let's do it." And that's how we ended up here. It's been quite the ride.
I think the cool thing about it is that, and you'll see this in the coming months and years, that they are leaning towards law enforcement. They have the experience. That was always my love of everything that I've ever did. The thing that I was the most proud of was working on our sheriff's department as a canine handler for 10 years. And here we've got two guys that really got many, many, many years of being a canine handler. The cool thing that I think you'll see in the coming, I don't know, months, maybe this year, it might be too soon, but I don't know very many people, you could probably count them on one hand in the United States, that have handled a cadaver dog for this long of a period of time. David made the comment that's because I worked in a target-rich environment. I've been talking, because they could use a good online course on training cadaver dogs for search and rescue people. Not many people, I mean, are there even 5 people in this country that have worked a cadaver dog for 16 years? Full time? I don't think
so. There's probably a couple out there.
Yeah, a couple. I know one.
I can think of a few. I can think of a couple guys.
Okay. But with that all said, I think you're going to see some exciting things coming down the road from Learburg. I've just, after them having it for 2 weeks, and I went in our conference room and I saw a whole list of to-dos in there of things that are coming this year, and it's going to be cool. As I'm up in Canada, fishing, I'll be dreaming about you guys. Living the life. Every day is a Saturday. But I love Learburg, and I love the way that these guys are going to take it. And I think there's good things coming. Probably one of the most important things, too, is I filmed dog training videos for probably 13, 14 years before I ever started to sell dog training supplies. And going into it, my goal was only to sell stuff that was as good as I could find that I would use on my dog or I would use on my wife's dogs. And these guys have the same philosophy. Learburg has never been a company that's trying to cheap shot people and sell cheap stuff. Could we sell more things to more people if we discounted the stuff and bought really crappy stuff? Yeah, probably. It's not what I was ever interested in, and it's not what these guys are interested in either. I can tell you for a fact. So with that said, hopefully you're going to start to see Dave do product videos and Ian do product videos and training videos. But with that said, I want to thank everybody, the other instructors that I've worked with over the last 42 years, and all of the people, I mean a lot of people, well over 100,000 customers that have been with us for that period of time, because without you, this wouldn't even be here. So I just want to thank everybody.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done.
Oh,
yeah. We appreciate it.
We'll try to carry on your legacy, and
we absolutely will.
We plan on staying true to, you know, the sport background that you built this business on, but then expand more into the law enforcement and military side, just with our backgrounds, and hopefully we can honor what you've built.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
As long as you take us fishing.
All right.